This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Seems to me the big issue today that people face is lack of self-confidence. And you see it every day. You travel on the buses and trains maybe, and you see that many people are not happy. They don't appear to have a lot of joy in their face. It seems they've given up on life. And so self-confidence and this topic of self-esteem go hand in hand. Now, what is it? Well, self-esteem is not something you kind of conjure up for yourself, but it's something that can come from a deep down relationship, I believe, with God. So that happiness, that feeling of deep down joy of life and feeling good about yourself come from not acquiring things, but by contributing. And there are lots of people today who contribute so much of themselves to life. Serenity, self-confidence, well, that comes from the fact that you accept that you're not perfect, you have imperfections, you have limitations, and there are some things in life that you'll never change. So self-esteem or your true value is not measured by how much money you've got by looking at your bank statement, not by the title of your job or trophies that you might have. It has to do, I think, with your knowledge of God and how secure you feel in your faith in Him. It's true, isn't it, that we can have many possessions and still feel there's something lacking in my life. So I want to talk briefly about confidence. It's a belief that drives out three things: fear, doubt, and anxiety. So if that can be driven out of our lives, we can find, I think, a sense of calm and confidence. And that enables us to weather the storms of life. Now, even better than that, if we have a foundation on Jesus Christ, that helps us cope with all situations. Now, in the Old Testament, we read of a young boy named David. And one day, David walked into this battle. It was actually an amazing thing. He was a fearsome giant facing him who was intent on killing him. But David didn't give in to fear. He didn't hide behind some of the other soldiers or get a bigger shield. He armed himself with a small sling and a few smooth stones. Very strange indeed. But standing before Israel's most feared enemy, David said, "Look, the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you into our hands." That's in 1 Samuel 17:47. So talk about confidence. That was real confidence. Of course, he triumphed. David slew Goliath. And I think the word is He. The battle is the Lord's, and He will give it into your hands. So it's God who's the one who gives us confidence. And you can read today many good books, self-help books from psychologists and authors, about ways to improve self-confidence. But often they're not that helpful because they take the focus away from God, who gives us strength that we didn't think we had. So we can be confident in Him. You might have a difficult job or be in the midst of a difficult personal crisis in your life, but you don't need to despair because the Bible says, "For the Holy Spirit, God's gift, does not want you to be afraid of people, but to be wise and strong and to love them and enjoy being with them." That's 2 Timothy 1:7. In the scriptures, we read how God places supreme value on us. And in Psalm 113, we read, "He raises the poor from the dust. He lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes and the princes of their people." So God has an amazing value. In fact, did you know that you're constantly on the mind of God? In Psalm 139, we read, "How precious it is, Lord, to realize that you're thinking about me constantly. I can't even count how many times a day your thoughts turn towards me. When I waken in the morning, you are still thinking of me." You know the story in Luke 12 of the five sparrows. What's the price of five sparrows? A couple of pennies? Well, God does not forget a single one of them, the Bible says. He knows the number of hairs on your head. Never fear. You are far more valuable to Him than a whole flock of sparrows. Well, dear Lord, we know that sometimes we suffer from a lack of confidence. And we need, Lord, not so much self-confidence, but divine confidence that comes from You. Give us Your strength and Your ability, Lord, not to trust in ourselves, but to trust in You at all times, because I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.